This is GradCast brought to you by Syracuse University. In this episode, we are going to discuss teaching demos with Dan Olson Bing. So let's get started. Dan, what's a teaching demo?
A teaching demo refers to some aspect or an aspect of the academic job search, meaning a search for a tenure track job. And the teaching demo is something that is deployed most commonly by teaching oriented or schools that are asking for sort of a balanced teaching and research load. And the basic idea is that they want you to either push in, as it were, into an existing classroom and teach something that might be salient to that class, but also something that reflects your own savvy or something that you might be expected to teach at that institution, or to teach sort of a pretend course to faculty and administrators who are kind of pretending to be students. And the range of them has, I think, increased over time. It used to be that a teaching demo was sort of you taking over the duration of a course. So that might be, you know, 50 minutes or so. Now I'm hearing about very truncated versions of that in addition to a full class session. So sometimes people ask you to teach just one little bit or fragment of what you would teach in a class. Maybe it's 10 minutes or 20 minutes or 30 minutes. And others are doing something more traditional, like having you teach an entire class.
Can you expand a little bit more on that about what you're typically asked to do? So it could vary, but what is the overall goal of this teaching demo?
I think that the overall goal is to show or to get a sense of what you're like in this facet of your, of the job that you would have. I think that when we are in grad school, we're thinking primarily about ourselves as researchers. And there are many schools that also think of you that way. But as often as not, when you are on the market, they also want to make sure that you would be a solid teacher. And to that end, they are going to try to get a sense of you by having you do something representative in front of a class. So it may be, let's say, if you're teaching, if you would be expected to teach a freshman Psych 101 course, they might want to have you teach something that would be a core psychology concept. Sometimes they'll say, this is the class that you'd be in. This is where you'll be in the semester. We'd like you to teach something that kind of aligns with where this class would be. Sometimes they're totally fine with you breaking off and just doing something that would be a piece of your research. In other words, how would you teach some core element of your dissertation to 19-year-olds? And the idea is really, how do you make this accessible to a group of people who are very different from the ordinary audience that you are used to talking about these things with? So I think it's often a really good assignment, so to speak. But of course, it brings with it its own challenges, as I think teaching does. So, when I'm talking to people who are, and I've been doing this lately, who are thinking about the potential requirement to do this down the road, often they will sort of ask me, how do I create one in the absence of that specific assignment? And one thing that's very important to say is that you could get anything. It could be all over the place, very, very specific to a position that you're looking at. On the other hand, there are some ways that you can think about doing this. For instance, if you're just thinking about it in terms of a position that you're applying for, you might think about some pieces of your own experience or your own dissertation, for instance, that you can break off and teach discreetly. So you're never going to be able to teach your whole dissertation, but is there some element of it that you can explain? Even if you're saying, I'm a developmental biologist studying zebrafish, you can at least talk them through how to study a zebrafish embryo. What are the different parts? What are the stages of it? How do you teach somebody, for instance, about the ways that embryonic development will contribute to medical science down the road? So there could be really great outcomes to that, but you often have to get your head a little bit out of the dissertation mode in order to deliver that to them.
And when thinking about prepping for a teaching demo, what are the keys that you should focus on so that way you have a great or an excellent teaching demo during your interview?
let's say for argument's sake that we're talking about a full class session, I always think about all forms of teaching as being divided into pieces. So you want to make sure that if you have, let's say, a 50-minute class, that you make three segments, and that those three segments reflect the fullness of the type of interactions that you'd like to have with students. So there would be a mini lesson or sort of a lecture component. There'd be something where students work in groups, and there would be something where the group will share with you and you'll respond to them. And it should usually end with something summative. The other thing to keep in mind is that regardless of who you're talking to in terms of being students, you're really being watched, of course, by a hiring committee. And with that in mind, you want to give them a detailed lesson plan with objectives. And this is just a sort of a sidebar tip, but I think it's really helpful in these challenging teaching moments, which may, you know, for me at least, are all of the teaching moments, is instead of looking at duration, I'm going to do this for 20 minutes, I'm going to do this for 10 minutes, write down clock time. I'm going to go from 3 to 3:20 on this, 3:20 to 3:40 on this. And that way, if you lose track or your something goes a little fast or a little slow, you can kind of compute it in your mind faster than if you're thinking, okay, well, that wasn't 20 minutes, it was 25 minutes. And now do I steal from that, even if it's going well? How do I sort of do mental math in the moment? You don't have to do mental math if you're just looking at clock time. And so what you do is you write this lesson plan with the objectives at the top, and you write down the clock times on there, and you make sure that the summary is at the end of the lesson. And that way you can really demonstrate to your audience, whoever they may be, not only that you can teach a subject convincingly and persuasively and hopefully excitingly, but also that you can do it and stop on a dime, which is very hard, but that's what an experienced teacher wants to see somebody else doing. The people who are hollering at the students as the bell rings that, you know, next week we're going to finish up what we were talking about today. That's a very common form of teacher. I've been that teacher, and I've certainly had that teacher, but that's not really what you're going for in this instance. You're looking to show them that you can be a really structured teacher with specific goals, who's capable of getting those goals across. You know, the other side of this, though, I think that's important, is that as disciplined as you want to show yourself to be, you are talking to 19-year-olds. And so this is your moment to demonstrate your humanity in a way that I think is hard with a lot of the other pieces of this process. Because even in your research talk, a chalk talk or a research talk, you will be talking in a very complex way. You'll be talking in a way that's for experts or for a general PhD level audience. And this is your moment to be different from that and to show that you can do that. And it's a small piece of the overall puzzle, but I also think that it gives you some really good elbow room to be a little fun, a little human, and to show what kind of magic you could bring to a classroom. You'd be the person who can get majors and minors. You could be the person who really is an engine within your department. And I think that's really appreciated.
Dan, what can go wrong with a teaching demo? And how do you make adjustments in the moment when you're in that teaching demo and things are starting to go wrong?
This is teaching. What couldn't go wrong? I mean, anything is sort of up for grabs in this. And I think that this actually goes to something that happens to everybody in the experience of an interview, which is that something will go wrong. You'll have a technical problem. You'll find that the classroom doesn't want to talk. You will experience pushes and pulls on your time. Maybe somebody introduces you for too long and you were going to start at 3:00 and now you're starting at 3:07 and oh my God, how do I adjust? Thank God you wrote down clock time. But The main thing to do is to recognize that these things are going to happen, and adjusting and handling it on the fly is what teaching is. Dealing with a classroom that doesn't respond is part of working with a classroom. Or alternatively, I suppose, dealing with somebody who won't stop talking so you can hear from somebody else in the class can also happen. And the main thing is not to panic about it. I think that these are just parts of life. They're parts of teaching. And showing that you can handle it and showing that you can make it not be the star of the show, but make yourself and the interesting topic that you want to convey the star of the show is really how to make this something that's going to go well. So I guess the main thing I would say is just roll with it. Life is full of mistakes. Your interview, not just your teaching demo, but your interview will have mistakes. That's not something to panic about. If you are running long on something, cut a component. Maybe you're going long because this part is going really well. One thing I noticed that teachers don't do very well in general, and I think struggle with especially during teaching demos, is not just coming out and asking a question. People will say, you know, can anybody give me an example of, a concept from Darwin? For instance, you know, how does that compare to so-and-so? And, you know, when you think about, this species, the spotted moth, the speckled moth, how does that play into Darwin? And when we think about Darwin, it's like, just ask the question, and then you have to be comfortable with that silence that's going to come afterwards. You have to learn how to be comfortable with that. And if no one says anything, if you give them 2 minutes, you can nudge, but you can't ask them 12 questions and then fall silent and expect them to know what to do with that. They may not even know what you really want to have answered. Are we talking about the moth thing? Are we talking about how this is different from this thing or how this was a controversy within whatever, right? You got to keep it a little bit simple. If you want to have a class interaction, you have to risk letting them interact. Another thing I would say that I've often found very helpful when you have people who aren't responsive is to build in a writing exercise into it. I've even had teaching demos that went very well where they start with something. They give you a prompt. They say, write down a response to this. And they actually let that dead air be the beginning of their teaching demo. It's great. You get a moment to breathe. And after you do that, you get their answers and it starts with them. So I think that there's a lot to think about when you're doing this, but always prepare for the unexpected.
Now, for those who are interested in getting additional help or resources for teaching demos, what are the resources available for them?
One thing that I would really stress is the Future Professoriate Program at Syracuse, which allows people to gain a lot of experience and to learn a lot about what teaching is. So that may be something available to you through your program, or you can contact Glenn Wright in our office. And the CUT, the Certificate of University Teaching, can help to kind of develop these skills, including writing a teaching statement. And I believe that there is a teaching demo aspect of it built in. So anybody who's interested in learning more and kind of flexing this muscle, which doesn't always get as much attention as it should at the university level, I would encourage that. You can also set up an appointment with me or multiple appointments, and we can talk through what a teaching demo would be, either hypothetically or with a specific deadline and assignment, and we can make some really good progress on that. There are also people in your department who may be willing to do a mock teaching demo with you. You can involve me in that, as a matter of fact, if you want to. I've done that before where we do a practice round with me present and also with faculty just to, you know, kick the tires a little bit and get a sense of how this might go. So there's a lot available to you, and I think anybody should take advantage of it as much as possible.
Thank you so much for all of that great information, Dan, on teaching demos. and enjoy the rest of your day. This is Syracuse University GradCast.